greatest gift our unanswered prayer.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After more than 3 months in federal custody, Columbia graduate and green card holder Mahmoud Khalil has left an immigration jail in Louisiana after he was granted bail.
A federal judge granting Khalil's release on bail, ruling the Trump administration was punishing him over his pro-Palestinian speech. Of course, the judge said that would be unconstitutional. The judge also rejecting the government's argument that Khalil represented a flight risk.
ABC's Aaron Kacherski. A federal judge Friday temporarily blocking the Trump administration's ban on Harvard hosting international students. A man charged with trying to kidnap the mayor of Memphis, police say 25-year-old Trenton Abston went to Mayor Paul Young's front door. They allegedly later found gloves, duct tape, and rope in his car. The man accused of trying to run Congressman Max Miller off the road in Ohio over the conflict in Gaza. He's now in custody. The 4th of July holiday, AAA predicts nearly 62 million people will hit the roads. That's up more than 2% from last year. This is ABC News. An expert panel is urging patients not to wait on taking weight loss drugs.
The new guidance from the American College of Cardiology is we should use GLP-1 and similar drugs earlier and not require patients to first fail lifestyle changes. In major trials, these drugs have been shown to reduce cardiovascular events, improve heart failure symptoms, and help manage fatty liver disease. But there are barriers: limited insurance coverage, high out-of-pocket costs, and supply shortages. Medicare Part D may cover these drugs, but only if patients have diabetes or heart disease, not for obesity alone. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
A Hot Spring, Arkansas woman was reported missing over a year ago, been found in Little Rock, alive. Major League Baseball has suspended Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher Dennis Santana 4 games, fined him an undisclosed amount for an altercation with a fan. On Thursday, Santana was seen leaping from the bullpen and swiping at someone. He says that that fan crossed the line. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The National Weather Service is calling for a heat advisory for our entire area from noon today until 9 p.m. Sunday. Heat indices could reach 105 during the afternoon and stick around 80 at night. For today, turning windy, hot, and humid with abundant sunshine, a high of 95. Clear and uncomfortably humid tonight with a low just at 76. Sunday, steamy and breezy, lots of sunshine, a high of 95. Monday, partly cloudy, still very humid. We may see a scattered shower or thunderstorm by midday with a high of 92. And Tuesday, off and on showers and storms, not as hot, with a high at 81. Listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
All look at me and say,
too old, too
to jump just like a deer. Now I need a new landing gear. I used to could jump a picket fence, but now I'm lucky if I jump an inch.
Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
But he's getting
too old, Buckstone got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
When I was young, I had an automobile. Screwed myself right under the wheel.
Had to fight the girls off with a stick.
Yeah.
But now they say he makes me sick.
Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
But he's getting
too old, Buckstone got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. But he's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
That is Buck and Buddy, part of your weekend wake up. Hey, folks, guess who's back? Adam Hess with you. Big thank you to Bo Hendricks last weekend for filling in. Here's Jimmy Buffett as a thank you.
Heading out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter rock and roll. And honey, that I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown early haze, and I just want you back by my side. Yes, it's been quite a summer. Rental cars and westbound trains. And now you're off on vacation, something you tried to explain. And darling, it's I love you so. That's the reason I just let you go. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I can't help it, honey. You're that much a part of me now. Remember that night in Montana when we said there'd be no. I know that it's pretty up there. We can go hiking on Tuesday. With you I'd walk anywhere. California has worn me quite thin. I just can't wait to see you again. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be home.
It's a classic country cut.
Classic country.
From WRCO-FM.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way.
Tire Oil and LP, fueling your favorite tunes on WRCO Studios. Depend on us for quality service and a warm community connection.
cotton knows the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun will have big fun on the bio. Jambalaya and a crawfish pie and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar and be gay. Son of a gun will have big fun on the bio. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar and be gay. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio.
WRCO.
Start your Sunday right at the 44th Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast. Join the fun Sunday, June 22nd from 7 until 12:30 at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park on Highway 33. For just a $10 requested donation for adults and $3 for kids under 10, enjoy a hearty breakfast featuring scrambled eggs, pancakes, sausage, homemade desserts, cheese, donuts, milk, coffee, and orange juice. There's something for the whole family. Live entertainment with a little German band and Warner Creek Bluegrass, extravaganza petting zoo, farm safety, kids activities, a crafts and flea market, farmers market, plus local royalty and sweet treats from Hillsboro FFA and 4-H and a Hillsboro equipment display. It's a celebration of agriculture, community, and good old-fashioned fun. Brought to you by the Hillsboro Lions Club. We'll see you there, rain or shine, Sunday, June 22nd for the 44th Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast. At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure. Get ready, Richland Center. RC Thunderfest is back and bigger than ever. Saturday, June 28th at Crosscut Park. The grounds open at 11 with free admission and a full lineup of fun during the day. Face painting, food vendors, pedal poles, mice races, bounce houses, a magician, and a clown show. Then the music takes center stage with six groups through the day, including Kelly Long, Annie and the Crush, and High Mileage rocking it out just before the fireworks show. That's right, huge fireworks at dark to close out an unforgettable day. Celebrate summer. Celebrate community. RC Thunderfest, June 28th in Richland Center. We'll see you there.
This Sunday, June 22nd, don't let the road signs fool you. The road to Pine Valley is open and ready to welcome you to a delicious community tradition. The Pine Valley Foundation invites you to the annual chicken barbecue at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center, serving from 11 to 1 or until it's sold out. Dine in or drive through.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. The 2025 State Girls Soccer Tournament from the U-Line Soccer Park in Milwaukee will conclude today with the crowning of state champions. In Division 1, the semifinal games Thursday, Muskego defeated Kimberly 3-0. Madison West defeated Arrowhead in a shootout 6-5 after tying 3-3. Today's 11 a.m. final is Muskego versus Madison West. In Division 2, the semis were held yesterday. Pewaukee defeated River Falls 3-1, and Brookfield Central shut out local team Sauk Prairie 3-0. Today's 7 p.m. championship features Pewaukee versus Brookfield Central. Division 3 semis were also held yesterday. Catholic Memorial shut out West Salem 4-0. It was Edgewood over Keele 2-0 in overtime. Today's 4:30 p.m. championship game will feature number 1 Catholic Memorial taking on number 2 Edgewood. And in Division 4, the semifinals were held Thursday. Xavier over Lake Country Lutheran 1-0. Ozaukee Random Lake and Washburn tied 1 apiece in regulation. Ozaukee Random Lake won a shootout 7-6. Today's 1:30 Division 4 championship game is Xavier versus Ozaukee Random Lake. WRCO-FM's Phil Nee has a look at some spring sports postseason honors.
SWAL All-Conference baseball selections have been announced this week. Fenimore, which made it to the state tournament and lost earlier this week in a semifinal, won the SWAL with a 14-0 record under head coach Brent Scheckler, who was named Coach of the Year. Cuba City was the runner-up, 11-3. Mineral Point, 9-5. Riverdale was 7-7. Southwestern, 6-8. Boscobel, 5-9. Darlington and Iowa Grant both went 2-12. The All-Conference first team members include, from Boscobel, Cameron Luce, a senior. The Bulldogs made it to the WIAA sectional semifinal game this year. Riverdale, with a sophomore on the first team, Ethan Cagle, and a senior, Chase Chitwood. Also, Cuba City's first teamers include Tyson Richard, Andy Leffelholz, and Gavin Vossen. From Darlington, Maddox Goebel, along with Zeke Zuberbühler. Fenimore's Tyson Starkey, Ethan Scheckler, and Casey Dressen. And Iowa Grant's Everett Zimmer and Maddox Fisher. For Mineral Point, first teamers include Clayton Yana, Brylan Lee, and Jackson Wendhausen. On the honorable mention list, Boscobel seniors Landon Hazley and Briar Wayne, and Riverdale sophomore Henry Drone. Cuba City's Henry Cruiser, along with Fenimore's McCoy Miles and Corey Dressen, along with Sean Yankee Fiedler. Mineral Point's Evan Kearns, and Southwestern's Clayton Hendricks and Carson Splinter. The Player of the Year was Ethan Scheckler, again, who helped lead Fenimore to a great season. Ethan was a senior on the team this year. I am Phil Nee with sports.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. WRCO-FM Twin Spin. Two in a row.
Two in a row.
Twin Spin from WRCO.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. Dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water, standing there looking out to sea. And is she waiting there for me on the beach where we used to run?
National Weather Service is calling for a heat advisory for our entire area from noon today until 9 p.m. Sunday. Heat indices could reach 105 during the afternoon and stick around 80 at night. For today, turning windy, hot, and humid with abundant sunshine, a high of 95. Clear and uncomfortably humid tonight with a low just at 76. Sunday, steamy and breezy, lots of sunshine, a high of 95. Monday, partly cloudy, still very humid. We may see a scattered shower or thunderstorm by midday with a high of 92. And Tuesday, off and on showers and storms, not as hot, with a high at 81.
Inside my head, before I reached 30, I'd be dead. But somehow on and on I go. I keep on rolling with the flow. Folks said that I would change my mind, I'd straighten up and do just fine. But I still love rock and roll. I keep on rolling with the flow. While guys my age are raising kids, I'm raising hell just like I did. I've got a lot of crazy friends, and they forgive me of my sins. Calling me a bum, but I'm still out there having fun. And Jesus loves me, yes I know. So I keep on rolling with the flow.
Charlie Rich for your weekend wake up. Good morning, kids. The Wurtz floor and home thermometer showing 75 muggy degrees. It's 5:36. As we move towards 6 o'clock, we'll have a farm news update. And following that, a look at ABC News. Just a part of what's going on this weekend, including home talent baseball. We'll talk about that later on as well.
Sunday, about 8:50, just to get the paper that I never read, 'cause I know she'll be there, barely in a row, sitting on her front porch, painting on her toes. Her husband's always on the road. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you. Hey! Sometimes Mrs. Rudy calls crying late at night, 'cause her and Mr. Ugly have had another fight. We talk a while, I hear her smile, and when she says thank you, I tell her that she's welcome, like any friend would do. I only wish she knew. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night, I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to
says, Steven Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Steven Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you. Hey, Mrs. Steven Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Steven Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you.
Hey, don't forget, we have a heat advisory. Goes into effect this afternoon at noon. Runs until Sunday at 9 p.m. Stay hydrated. Stay safe. 5:40 is the time. The worst floor and home thermometer showing 75. That's Mark McGuinn. Stay tuned. We have more music coming up next.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce invites everyone to the 4th Annual Taste of the Hills. Saturday from 4 until 9 at Kroska Park. Enjoy a night filled with live music, starting with Shalini Greenwald and wrapping up with local favorite Three Souls. There'll be a wide variety of food and drinks available right on the grounds. Admission is free, but no carry-ins allowed. So grab your lawn chair and head to the park for a great evening of flavor and fun. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce, 4th Annual Taste of the Hills, Saturday, 4 until 9 at Kroska Park. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, because I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Why did you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away. But why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. Singing the blues.
Singing the blues, Mr. Marty Robbins. Hey, we'd like to remind you that the rummage sale, which was scheduled for yesterday and today at Willard's Lane in Blue River, has been canceled due to the forecast. Well, that forecast is calling for a heat advisory going into effect at noon today and running Sunday until 9 p.m. 75 on the Works Floor and Home Thermometer.
Could there be a different ending to the same old story? 'Cause you're not the first to say you're gonna be there for me. I need to know what's in your heart. Can you finish what you start? How can I be sure I won't be sorry? If heartaches and tears and shadows of doubt are part of the deal, you can count me out. But if you're talking about a game I can win, you can count me in.
Part of the deal, you can count. date. One of those can't wait. Things go a little too far in the middle of a good night. Have you ever got right in the back seat of your car? I said, stand up. Have you ever been there? Stand up, identify. Stand up, tell us all about it. Stand up, testify. Ever met a woman late night roaming? Party till your money was gone. A smiling Mona Lisa loaded up your visa and took a bartender home. I said, stand up. If you ever been there, stand up, identify. Stand up, tell us all about it. Stand up, testify. Just for me, man, knew just what to do. Thought I was a hero, she rated me a zero. Said, honey, child, you ain't through. I said, stand up, have you ever been there? Stand up, identify. Stand up, tell us all about it. Stand up, testify. Stand up, tell us all about it. Stand up, testify. Stand up, if you ever been there. Stand up, identify. Stand up, tell us all about it. Stand up, y'all tell.
Supply LLC has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Global demand for old crop corn continues to be strong. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Rich Nelson, chief strategist at Allendale, tells Brownfield it looks like that ongoing strong demand for old crop U.S. corn should continue.
Certainly right here. The first 3 weeks of May did have us with a light amount of concern here as far as the week ethanol runs, but the last 3 weeks, including the numbers we got in here today, certainly have a good offset. So we've removed that prior concern about corn for ethanol, and this really leaves us looking at the export market, where as of Friday, 10 weeks in a row of extremely strong old crop export sales. And there's an argument here that we still have another 50 million bushels, if not a little more, still to see USD added on to their current whole year estimate. So there is a strong argument still in place suggesting old crop stocks will be down to 1.3 by the time the year ends here.
And as far as upcoming competition from Argentina and Brazil, including what's expected to be a record crop for Brazil, Nelson says...
Well, that's a question here. We understand, yes, we do have a record corn crop out of Brazil, which is a valid discussion. But with their biofuel plants, a lot of people wonder how much is going to be available for export. That's going to be a light offset. And at this point in time, keep in mind also on a price side, we have not seen Brazil really beat us on price. They should be right now, but they're only beating us by $5 to $10 per ton. So we actually have a few good pieces of news on the export side, which may not be an issue we rally on here this week, but certainly in the coming weeks will give us a further piece of momentum here.
And as far as those harvest delays in Brazil, Nelson says...
And keep in mind, we've got basically a harvest which goes from June all the way through September. This is a long planting and also a long harvest. And I think a lot of us have seen a lot of these raised estimates for Brazil's crop in the recent weeks, USDA, many private forecasters as well. So I think there's not really much of a need to price any type of risk narrative just yet as far as the production numbers here.
New USDA supply and demand numbers are out July 12th. Now let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. There was another light run of direct cash cattle business to finish the day Friday. For the week, live deals in the South range from $228 to $231. That's $5 to $7 below the prior week's weighted averages. Dress deals in the North for the week were marked at $376. That's $4 lower than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture says for the first time in a very long time, the market turned lower.
Some of that is due partially to quality. We can't discount it all just because of the market. A lot of the calves that are left now, you know, probably not as nice as we've seen the last few weeks, and several of them not weaned without shots. So when you throw in that heat, that sure weighs in on them as well. That being said, we still are seeing awful nice prices. They're still really close to records, but just not where we were the last few weeks. When we look at some of the stick-out drafts this week, 28 head of 473-pound steers sold at Tyna Livestock Market at 435, had 32 head of 547-pound steers at Kingsville at 410. The weighted average price on those light five weights this week did fall below $4 and came in at 397 statewide. 77 head of 565-pound steers at Joplin at 405, and then 85 head of 645-pound steers sold at Joplin's pre-vac sale yesterday at 379, 103 head, 683-pound steers at Joplin on Monday at 355, Callaway Livestock Center on Monday. They sold a load of 720-pound steers at $346.75. The average statewide on those light seven-weight steers this week at $336. New Cambria Livestock Market sold 28 head of 804-pound steers at $318.50. And then Callaway Livestock Center in Kingdom City, a full load of 929-pound steers at $307.75. Taking a look at the heifers, Kingsville sold 25 head of 509-pound heifers at $390, the average statewide on those light five-weight heifers this week at $363.
Thanks, Tony. According to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early wean pigs were steady to a dollar higher. Feeder pigs were mostly $4 higher. Demand was moderate to good with light to moderate offerings. The weighted average for all early wean pigs was $53.57, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $88.15. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brown Feed.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This ABC News update on WRCO is sponsored this hour by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, a meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. As Iran fires more missiles, air raid sirens sounding in Tel Aviv overnight.
And in the southern city of Beersheba, a missile blowing out a building lobby, causing destruction, a nearby daycare taking heavy damage. And Israel pounding Iran, hitting missile sites. A military official telling ABC News they've taken out about half of Iran's missile launchers. And Israel still bombing Iran's nuclear facilities. New satellite imagery showing a reactor